Welcome one and all to another Jim Commentary. This is, believe it or not, Jim Commentary number 15. And today we are going to be watching Revenge of the Ninja. My name is Matt Singer. Joining me, as always, is my good friend Chris Marino. What's up, Chris?
Hello!
You ready for some ninja revenge?
I am always ready for ninja revenge.
Oh, fantastic. Now, this one is definitely a movie that you picked. I had never seen it before you brought it to my attention. I'm glad that you did. It's a masterpiece. But what can you tell people about this movie if they're as unfamiliar with it as I was?
Well, I don't know if you guys remember the 80s, but everybody was ninja crazy. The United States was in the grips of full-blown ninja mania.
I thought it was ninjitis, but go ahead.
Ninjades. And everybody got it. So as part of the ninja craze, Shokasugi, who some say I think his whole publicity bit was that he was a real ninja. Mm-hmm. This guy was starred in almost every ninja related movie in the 80s. Revenge of the Ninja being one of them, but he also starred in things like Pray for Death. I believe it's called Nine Deaths of the Ninja. There's another movie. Ninja 3, The Domination.
Yep.
I've only seen Ninja 3, so I don't know if he was in Ninja 1 or 2.
There's an Enter the Ninja that he was in.
Okay.
I don't see a Ninja 2, though.
Okay, so he must have just been Ninja 3's ninja. But these movies were, I would say they take artistic license in terms of the authenticity of what ninjas are. I think what you guys are going to be in for with this movie are ninjas employing all kinds of wacky techniques that maybe you weren't even sure ninjas knew how to do. For example, producing a mannequin out of thin air that's dressed in your ninja outfit as a way to it's like a decoy.
Don't spoil it, Chris.
I don't even know. It's just a taste.
All right, just a taste. Just to whet their appetite. All right, and if people are just joining us for the first time, this is their first Jim Commentary. Here's how it works. You need to get the Revenge of the Ninja DVD, or the film is currently also available on Netflix Watch Instantly. You can watch it that way as well. Now, Chris and I have our DVDs. We're both watching on DVD, and we've got our DVD queued up. You put it in the DVD player, you hit play, and then what you do is you rewind and hit pause so that your DVD digital readout reads all zeros. And then what we do is we count it in, 3, 2, 1, go, and on go we all hit play, and then we all enjoy the movie together at the same time. Now, the caveat here, if you're going to listen and watch with Netflix Instant, is I'm pretty sure – we probably should have checked this in advance, but the DVD that Chris and I have is a full frame version, and there's a disclaimer at the top of the DVD right at the beginning that says, this film is formatted to fit your screen. And I don't believe that the version that's on Netflix Instant has that same disclaimer. So we'll give a second cue if you're watching on Netflix Instant. If I'm right about that. If I'm wrong, if there is a disclaimer on the Netflix version, just ignore that part. But if it doesn't, like I believe, then we'll give you a second cue. So the first cue will be for DVD watchers, the second cue for Netflix watchers, and away we will go, and we will have lots of ninja revenge. And that's how it works. I don't know if we mentioned, but it's a 1983 film directed by our old friend Sam Furstenberg, who, Chris, directed what immortal Jim Commentary classic?
Break It to Electric Boogaloo.
That is correct. All right, well, anything else we need to say or do before we get this party started, Chris, as people are getting their DVDs primed?
No, I would. I guess I would suggest make yourself a ninja mask out of a black T-shirt, or any color T-shirt really will do.
Yeah.
And get ready to get some revenge, ninja style.
All right, are you ready, Chris? With your buttons, you ready to go?
I'm all set.
All right, so I'm gonna count it in 3, 2, 1, go, and on go we're all gonna hit play, and then I'm gonna tell you roughly as best I can when the disclaimer stops and the MGM logo comes up for our Netflix Instant viewers. All right, here we go, Chris. 3, 2, 1, go. This film has been modified from its original version. It has been formatted to fit your TV, and it's gone. So start your Netflix now. We've got the lion roaring. in its all its majesty.
Drinking my ninja juice.
Get your. Tokyo, Japan. Not to be confused with Tokyo, South Carolina.
Somebody really needs to clean that pot.
The Cannon Group. You know you're in good hands, or at least you're going to be watching this with a Jim commentary if it says it's from the Cannon Group.
I think this is the opening of the Japanese version of the Muppet movie. Blink, 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 blink. Ho!
I wonder if they would have changed it to Return of the Ninja instead of Revenge. Maybe they could have sold some posters as collector's items or something, George Lucas style.
Keith Vitale. I wonder what he's up to now.
I'm really glad we established where these opening credits are taking place.
Yeah, like, they could have saved this for a little bit later. Probably. I think they're on Endor. That is such a wig. They're like the Ronald Nancy Reagan of Japan.
Oh, somebody forgot their camouflage ninja outfit at the hotel.
There you go. The key to stealth is red headbands.
Whoa, Mark. Whoa, Mark.
No, that guy's not even trying.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes. This is a baby. Yep. Yep. Came out of me.
I wonder if that's the same Jim Silk who's the illustrator. Oh, Golden Globus. You guys could do no wrong in the 80s. Their cover is blown. All these people have to do is just look around.
Once again, you know, as always, first in Berg, last in movies.
Oh, now there's ninjas. This is taking on the characteristics of the Batman stunt show at Six Flags Great Adventure. A lot of slow movement.
Well, I mean, to me, if you're not posing when you're killing somebody, you're not doing the killing right. That's my rule.
Oh, jeez.
Et tu, Ninja Brute!
Ooh. Did they really need this many ninjas to kill a bunch of defenseless people?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Ninjas, Teenage Mutant Ninja Ninjas, Teenage Mutant Ninja Ninjas. They're basically just ninjas. Ninja power.
That kid is not coming back for the sequel. The baby might, though.
Yeah, it seems like the ninjas are getting their revenge awfully quickly. What are they going to do in the rest of the movie, Chris?
These might not be the revenging ninjas. These might be the offending ninjas.
Oh, I see. So it's going to be the revenge of the ninjas.
Yeah, this is the offense of the ninjas. Oh, yeah, spread out.
Hey, guys, wait for me!
Pokemon cards, Yu-Gi-Oh! It's going to be huge. Then Poughkeepsie.
I'm going to exploit your cheap foreign labor and I'll take all the profits. If I leave this house for even a second, wild roving bands of ninjas could swarm in and kill my wife. See? What did I tell you?
I told you we shouldn't have gone to Pinkberry.
This was no accident.
This buddy looks like Will Ferrell.
I have many leather-bound books, and my pagoda smells of rich mahogany. Ugh, I just water-sealed this deck!
Remember, ninja stars don't kill people. People kill
ninjas people. Ninjas kill people.
Yeah, it's true.
No, it's fine. You can just take that out. I mean, I'm sure the police aren't going to want to look at that or anything.
What
Oh,
police?
just throw it away too.
Oh! Huh. How'd that guy sneak up on him?
They're ninjas.
They messed with the wrong Japanese homeowner. See, now, if this guy was home, none of this would have happened.
True. So let that be a lesson, people. Never go out of your house.
See, now he blends in. Guns, my only weakness. Oh, shit.
Olay!
This guy fights in the William Shatner style. Bamboo you! See, now this is revenge with
I
ninjas.
see.
Revenge with the ninja,
Right.
not of the ninja.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. You would think that ninja training would involve like learning to fight a guy like more than one at a time, like instead of waiting your turn.
I think these guys were only trained to fight children and old people. That's why Shokasugi has really taken them out. YMCA.
It's fun to be at Ninja at the YMCA.
In addition to being a group of ninjas for hire, they're also Japan's foremost pop band.
They also fart like the Dickens. He's putting on quite a show.
Oh.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the veal.
This is, I think modern audiences are spoiled by a lot of quick cuts and fast action. They don't really appreciate the subtlety of the slow motion
That's
fighting
true.
style
That's
that's
true.
being
That's
displayed.
a fair point. They're probably also spoiled by CGI blood
Yeah, when
in
I was
this
a kid,
movie.
I thought this was super cool.
Yeah. He has blood on him, but the blades never seem to cause any blood, so I don't know where that blood came from. Maybe he, I don't know, maybe
Other dudes.
he stepped in something. I don't know.
From them dudes. Yeah, this looks sort of like Star Wars fan videos I've seen on YouTube.
Yeah, I can't understand why he doesn't want to go to America. Look at this beautiful place he's got here.
What? And leave all of this?
Who's he gonna stab in America? Look at all these people he has to kill.
This is the nosy neighbor.
I go out for one chalupa and you turn this place into a morgue.
This is the wacky landlady. Abner, look across the street,
Where's the breeze coming from that was blowing that guy around? He's still floating around, like still moving. It's a stiff breeze.
he's body.
Oh! Oh!
Oh
Just
man.
circumcised that baby. So this is like if ninjas had written the story of Moses
Or Superman.
or Superman.
Still dead. Just land everywhere.
You kill my mother, you kill my father, you kill my people.
Huh? Is that what you want? Really? Is that what that means?
all of her reasons to stay are the best reasons possible to leave.
Maybe
yes.
I do.
Yes. I will in no way be the bad guy in this movie.
You'll be easier to kill that way. I mean, no safety.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, wow. This guy looks like a real trustworthy dude.
I'm an excellent judge of character.
Actually, I mean ill. What did he do to deserve all of this?
That's a good question.
What do you think, kid? Move to America?
Burp once for yes. Tokyo, South Carolina. 6 years later.
It was a simpler time back then. It's the Cosby kids.
I don't know. They look pretty tough. That one guy has a headband.
And Jordache jeans. He's got a headband on his leg, too.
I don't really understand how these headbands work. I don't know. Boy, it takes a really brazen kind of thug to beat up a kid in front of his grandmother.
Takes a lot of guts to wear a pink sweater like that, too. Take that, dumb Donald. Run him down.
That was a terrible idea.
They are kid thugs, I mean.
Yeah, that's true. They're not too bright. It's Revenge of the Ninja Babies. Ninja babies that make your dreams come true. Ninja babies that cut the bullies in two. He is kicking some serious bully ass here.
Yeah.
Oh!
See, that's a ninja move.
Yeah, totally. Fight dirty. I love it.
I love it. I love watching little kids fight like this.
It gets me hot.
Yeah. Texas style.
Technically, he's not fighting in the streets. He's fighting in the park.
There will be fools everywhere. No, not this again.
That's not their family crest. It's a Hunger Games necklace. She got it at Comic-Con.
It's a pug slammer.
Wait, I'm confused. She said show him the ways. Is she implying that he didn't teach him any of those moves he just used?
He just picked them up on his own.
He just picked them up through osmosis? What is? I don't know. That's confusing.
He's got the skill. Because he's stupid. No, actually.
Now that I've randomly included all of that important exposition, let's begin.
And now that I told you can never use this stuff, let's practice some more stuff that you'll never be able to use. Hey.
Ooh, I'll make some eye contact with her.
I guess this is a pants optional dojo.
Eyeshadow! Poise!
Yeah, Shokasugi, man. He lays on the guy liner.
It's okay. If I'm late, they know that they start without me. If I'll just stab them.
How would you know?
Kathy, you think about everything.
Ooh.
Down there. It's the same. God, I'm so sick of these cliched stories. How many. If I've seen it once, Chris, I've seen it 1,000 times. Man lives in Japan with his family. Man's family is brutally slaughtered by ninjas. Man moves to the United States. Man falls for blonde chick who thinks he's hot when he teaches her ninja ways. It's very trite.
Oh yeah, we've seen it all before. You can really feel the heat between these two also.
What? From the brief glimpses we're getting under that outfit of hers, she kind of looks like a Barbie doll or something. Like, there's no features. She's all smooth.
Well, she is wearing legs.
Yeah, I guess.
What, you really? She's just got, like, doll legs.
I don't know. I was wondering.
Yeah. Well, she ain't nude down there. I'm sure they wanted her to be. That was the idea.
You know Sam Furstenberg tried to get her to do it.
Now I teach you the teabag of the ninja. Arabian goggles. You're gonna love these dolls, though.
You have excellent taste in tacky full wall neon displays, Joe.
I'm really impressed. She seemed so excited that Braden was coming by earlier, but now seems so distrustful of him.
They also come with a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Order in the next 30 minutes and we'll also throw in the Peel-O-Matic 3000. Never peel a potato the boring old way again.
As with all other dolls by Cho, these can only go up in value.
My God. Is that what I think it is, Chris?
It's a ninja doll.
A couple dozen of these guys brutally slaughtered my wife and family. Want to buy one? He really defends. He goes to bat for the ninjas, even though they killed his whole family. Since what? Since what? Yeah. Don't leave us hanging, man.
He didn't have anything.
It's going to be the best thing that's happened to this town since they finally shut down that Arby's for health violations.
Oh. Is this what they mean by China White?
Boy, it's a good thing.
I know.
It's a good thing he dropped the one full of heroin, Chris. What if he had dropped the one that had, like, the razor sharp sword?
Right.
Could have killed himself.
Or if he dropped the one that was full of bootleg movies. And you will never put whatever's inside these dolls up your nose. This is never a good thing when people that are, like, complete strangers make you keep secrets when you're a child.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's like he coordinated his entire decor around his hair. Wow, that guy really registers emotion like nobody's business, doesn't he? Damn it.
It's gonna be fine. I told him it was pixie stick sugar, and then I left him unattended with all that heroin while I went to the bathroom. I'm sure he left it exactly where it was.
I'll tell you, Americans really are evil people.
Agreed. Well, they're certainly egotistical. Did you see that vanity license plate? Sensei One?
Boo.
He opens one Japanese doll gallery and he decides he can call himself Sensei? It's like getting an honorary degree and making people call you Doctor.
I gotta use a little dinky Radio Shack walkie talkie. Bert Convy.
Italian stereotypes like ourselves, we do more important things, like make pasta and talk with our hands.
Oh!
It's just nice to see Italian people being treated with dignity and respect and not in a stereotypical fashion in an action movie. Am I right, Chris?
Oh, no more or less than Asian people.
Good point. Well, he is a beautiful specimen.
What's the big rush in saying all your lines so fast?
What's the big rush? What, you want me to put on a robe or something? I'm comfortable here.
He is a quick one, this mobster.
There's no subtitle for that. How are we supposed to know what he said? Hey, goons, move!
What? We don't take kindly to being called goons or to jump cuts.
Yeah.
There isn't a single angle on this guy that makes him look good. I can't decide what's worse, the close-up or the wide shot.
It's like a corpse. A big ninja mistake.
Uh-oh.
What? Where is he there?
Uh-oh.
Alright. He's packing his overnight nunchucks.
Oh, the ninja briefcase of doom.
Destro mask.
All right.
Where is he?
He's in Intenseville.
Is he drinking mustard? Jeez.
That's the Sam Furstenberg touch, my friend.
Another loving family get-together for this guy and his family. I need 8 beers.
I'd like to see this guy as the main character of this movie. He's the most dynamic presence I've ever seen.
Wait, this sucks. I'm going to go take a piss.
Is he wearing a mask over a mask?
Yeah, double disguise.
Shit. I guess
see
the
that.
People outside don't hear any of this.
No. Are you kidding? They don't give a shit about that
maybe,
guy.
Maybe this guy just always screams like he's dying when he takes a piss.
Yeah. Take a piss.
Oh, God! Oh, kidney stone!
Oh, his hand's in the urinal. That's not cool. He's like evil Batman.
He's a dapper one.
Yeah, nothing suspicious about that guy.
Nah, he looks like a good egg. Oh, that's racist.
Yeah, it looks like a Belushi in the back there. He's like a Dick Tracy villain.
I like just the hint, the whiff of real world politics there with the Detroit mention. Very tasteful. Very
oh,
nice.
Yeah, sure. I like the young, tall, blonde mobster.
Uh-oh.
It's like from the Sears catalog.
Briefcase of Doom time.
Yeah, let's see. What do I want here? Ninja Stars? Yeah. Not my good eye.
I think he's going to need a new eye patch. You know, they say that to survive a ninja attack, the best thing to do, it's sort of like a fire. You just want to stop, drop, and roll.
Alright. Play dead. Why would you stick around?
Oh, yeah. Definitely going to need a new eye patch. Oh.
Ew. I see you.
Where are we now?
Ninja vision.
A little first person POV. Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah, I like it. Looks like he had Brian De Palma do second unit on this. Nudity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to leave my Playboys lying around the apartment, too. Really gets the ladies fired up.
Porno in, porno out. This is making me a little uncomfortable.
This scene isn't going on 1 second longer than it needs to. It's just the efficiency. That's the Sam Furstenberg way. Oh, crap. I thought I grabbed my briefcase of sex toys. Honey, did you see my briefcase of sex toys? This is my briefcase of ninja weapons.
I just like how he brings that briefcase with him everywhere. Yeah. It's like his medicine bag.
Well, he makes house calls. Boy, that is very premature ejaculation.
I know.
Ooh, that thing got infected fast.
I think was that bubble gum in it?
I don't know. Bubblegum blow dart? I don't know what that is.
That was a very tasteful film.
Whoa, Chris, tell me we're not looking at a dead guy's boner right there.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say.
Shit. No. I mean, hold the dead guy right there by his boner.
Hold that. Nah, I know what they look like.
Max Casella in 30 years.
Hey, my kids are out here.
Oh. Have a joke here. I just want to acknowledge that's my bag of apples as the best expression I've heard in months.
Yeah.
That's my bag of apples.
I think that fucking wild animal that died on that guy's head is going to get up and run away in a bit. There's a lot of like older guys with like dyed hair and hair pieces in this.
Yeah, totally.
Is he showing off how to do karate at a bus station?
Now boarding at gate number 4.
Like, there's no mat there. It's just carpet. It's like a carpeted area inside an office building.
Yeah. Like, I don't see much instructing here. I mean, maybe he meant to say he's like the bully. He's just beating these guys up. What's he teaching them?
Ooh. That's 40 pounds of butt and 30-pound butt capacity shorts.
Wasn't Sho Kasugi in this movie?
Yeah, it's like a whole other movie. Yeah, you got any leads on how that could happen, other than like the billion ways that could happen? He's got his script on the X-rays. Actually, you know what? I think that's the leg again. I got all my X-rays mixed up. Sure.
It is in some states.
Have you ever seen a man blow another man like that?
You ever listen to the Bone Breakers? They're a great group out of Japan. Really rocking stuff.
I've only seen the Aru on Thursdays at 6:30 after the news.
Bring him to me, but first, engage him in a pointless fight scene. I think what we need to do here, Chris, is just make, like, ninja noises.
I think so. The ones they've got aren't impressive enough. Ooh.
Ow. Stop it.
Acetylene torches.
Double penetration. actually, that's the Japanese word for a whale's vagina.
I'm going to be ignorant for this entire scene. No. You telling me you need a master or a teacher to do this kind of shit? Are you telling me that eyes have gates?
And if you're all right about what you say, I'm going to request a transfer.
This is racist. Why would you assume I know anything more about ninja stuff? Because I'm Asian? Oh.
So Barry Allen is the Flash shit right there, yeah. My friend.
How'd you do that?
Oh,
the romance.
Oh, the passion.
You don't bring me flowers. You're making me crazy with desire. You wear that tight suit that you wear that I like.
Wait. if I'm coming alone, how can I... Wait. Alone with the cash or alone without the cash? I'm confused.
What? It's like a whole gang full of stereotypes. Hey, Pippi Longstockings. Jesus.
Them.
Yeah, I'll scalp them. Because I'm an Indian.
They call me Dances with Guidos.
Professor Toru Tanaka.
Nice.
I love that guy.
Seriously.
Kiss her.
Your neck choke.
Anthony Kiedis.
I'm going to put this one here. I'm going to put that one there.
Oh, man, I can't wait to take these home and play with them. They got the whole set.
Oh, man, they're still in their original packaging. Wow, that car is like 85% trunk.
Sweet El Camino. He's a big Star Wars fan, too, judging from that symbol on the side. Oh, wait, no, that's the one from the place.
Yeah, what is that symbol? It looks like an... I know, maybe it's an inkblot test, but it kind of looks like an ass to me.
Yeah, it looks like a butt.
Butt Crack Industries.
Hey, don't touch my dolls!
I'll teach you assholes for parking in the gallery-only spot!
Is that a parking lot? It looks like just an empty lot full of garbage.
Well, we haven't put down the lines yet.
Ouch. He'll never dance again. They staged this thing like the Batman TV show.
Biff!
Pow!
Newt!
Stairs! Didn't he just break that guy's neck?
Yeah.
They had a neck-breaking sound.
He got better!
Donkey Kong.
The neck choke again! You gotta admit, that was a good one.
I was gonna say, there's no coming back from that, really.
Well, there is for Shokusugi. Ha! Whoa.
Damn.
He's got some moves. It's a respectable, karate fight.
Should have tied that hair up.
See, gallery parking only. What did I tell you?
I'm not in yet. Ouch.
You bastards, you didn't even validate.
Ninja speed. Again, these guys are making all the wrong moves. Don't put a ladder on your van.
Good point.
You need to make a quick getaway.
Damn good point.
Hi-yo!
Whoa, physics be damned! Whee!
He's that damn good,
folks. He is good.
Sad he just tried to elbow drop that man.
Great stock Foley effects there on the squealing tires.
See, I hear Teen Wolf totally stole their van surfing scene from
Absolutely.
This movie.
This predates Teen Wolf by a couple years. Ooh!
Yeah! I can see why people thought Shokusugi was a real deal ninja after watching movies like these.
He's pretty serious. I wouldn't want to piss him off.
He is not fucking around. The fact that he jumped through a van and is now beating up everyone in the van at once. Can you fly, Bobby?
I'm just fascinated by the character, the Native American guy,
Yeah, I feel like he's got such an interesting backstory. He's like the Boba Fett of this movie.
Don't you want to know where he came from? Like, what is his deal? Why is he an enforcer for the Italian mob?
He's got tomahawks.
He's got a tomahawks. Like, how much more stereotypical can he get? Is he going to smoke a peace pipe at the end of the fight?
This town has some of the oldest cars in it, even for 1983.
Oh. Booger from Revenge of the Nerds is going to be smarting all night.
Well, I wouldn't say he's smarting.
Ooh. Revenge of the Chiropractor. Oh,
oh
right.
Now
he had
he
a gun this whole
gun.
Time. Faster than a speeding bullet. Capable of leaping tall vans with a single bound.
Shokasugi looks like he's having a good time, too.
He does, doesn't he? It's like a very special episode of Scooby-Doo with that van. Oh.
I don't know what's going to give up first. Show the door or my patience. He's such a badass. Sparks are kicking up from his knees.
Yeah, he's kind of like...
Oh!
He's kind of like Superman. Like, his flesh is stronger than his clothes.
Holy moly.
Clothes are totally destroyed, but he's like okay.
Yeah, you know what? Braden was right. This is much safer than Japan.
Yeah, totes. Wow, that Asian doll really looks like a rotary telephone.
It's a transformer. I can never stay mad at you.
Uh-oh. Oh, she should be fine. I don't think he has the briefcase.
Ninja Mom, she knows all kinds of stuff, though.
Oh, I love a good rope ladder.
Silky.
You do gotta love, like, the double face mask so they could just have some, you know, martial artist do all the stunt work for the white guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's also, he's gotta have the thing, right? Like, we can't, they couldn't give away that he's the white guy. You know, like we just did.
We've seen him packing up his briefcase. His briefcase full of evil.
But I still feel like they want you to not know it's
him. Is this supposed to be a mystery?
Somehow.
Did I completely miss that fact?
I feel like this is. I feel like they really did want you to not know somehow.
Well, I'm either too smart or too stupid for this movie. I don't know which.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Oh, shit.
That is one badass dildo.
This family is notorious for hiding things in dolls. Whoa!
Whoa! How'd she Oh, I couldn't even get the comment out. It's just too funny. Forget it. You don't need me to say anything. It speaks for itself.
Moves. Oh, no, right in the tit. Ninja Mom is awesome.
Man, I'd like to see Ninja Mom fight Native American guy.
She probably whooped his ass up and down the street.
Seriously.
Everybody likes playing on the roof.
Yeah. The walls in the 53rd precinct were bleeding. How do you explain that?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Well, there goes your mystery.
Isn't that the guy from Elf?
Why did he take his mask off?
Because that's what bad guys do in these movies.
Now that I've completed my
no
task,
reason.
Let me just take this off. It's a little sweaty and moist in here. I'll just cool off for a minute. And oh no, someone has seen me!
Guy couldn't wait till he got home to take off his ninja mask. See also Tobey Maguire and Spider-Man. Ooh, boogie, 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 boogie.
Why, yeah. Yoda?
Watch this, like, highly trained ninja assassin all of a sudden get really dumb when he's got to take out a kid.
I'm ready. But then again, Shokasugi has taught him the way. Or the ways. Plural ways.
What happened? Where you go? Oh, ninja mad. Stupid. Nothing to see here, folks. It looks like he just got done being the Japanese Hulk. Oh, Ninja Mom, you had a bad day too, huh?
Oh, it's like Spider-Man. He's realizing he can't shirk his responsibilities to
That's
justice
true.
Just for the sake of a gallery opening. So, you know, we get a little like radioactive ninja star action in here. We might have something going.
With great ninja power comes great ninja responsibility.
Comes great martial arts sequences.
He wasn't even this mad when his family died.
Yeah, he loved Ninja Mom, Ninja Grandma.
Ninja Mima. Ninja Gam Gam.
I love you, Ninja Gam Gam. I'll never forget you.
Hey, man. I'm your partner. I also put one out for your mother, but we found her. She's dead.
Except my mother. I'm pretty sure she didn't do it.
I suspect all white people.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Yeesh.
This is getting a little weird.
I know. He's wearing his...
his diaper.
Wearing his diaper, his sumo diaper. Oh. I don't get it. Did he see the ninja guy and was like, hey, what's up?
He was too into what he was doing. I do like the touch that he's wearing socks with his diaper.
Yeah.
Like a real man. Doesn't
yeah,
take his socks
dude.
Off for sex.
Yeah.
In fairness to Kane, it wasn't really his fault. I took off my mask like a moron. But nevertheless, bring him to me.
Oh, ninja hypnosis. You know, ninjas can do that.
These aren't the ninjas you're looking for. Move along.
He's gonna wax on, wax off those boobs.
Oh, God.
See, that's why he's got that mask on, so he can use his hypnovision.
Exactly. It's all making sense now.
Kang's doing a great job of hiding. Is he going to go into a dance sequence like in Footloose?
Well, we are looking at a movie directed by the guy who made Breaking 2. Let's not forget.
It's true.
So it could happen. That fingernail's looking nasty. Thanks for getting dressed up to come to church. Riveting. Riveting dialogue.
Yeah, that was great. I'll drive. You don't have your license yet. The village people?
Where's the construction worker?
So
well, wait a second. No, wait, hold on. Let's think about this for a second. This makes sense. He's already fought the Native American who's right. missing from the group here. So clearly, he was
really
part of a village people cover band who's now missing one member, and he was part of this group.
In
See, it all makes sense.
Too. These are like characters from the game Final Fight.
In the Navy, you can sail the seven seas in the Navy.
I already am coming on.
I love you to death. I love you to death. I love you to death, oh baby.
Like that guy just standing there watching it in
There's
horror.
There's quite a few people that are just watching.
And he's really just sort of, I think it's really affected him. Once again, we're back in the Batman stunt show from Great Adventure. Isn't that amazing, folks? Take that, cowboy.
Can't wait to see what they do on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
This is one of the greatest playgrounds I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is pretty phenomenal.
As a kid, I remember being envious.
These lucky guys. I don't get to get into ninja fights at my playground. Whoa.
Did that guy steal a crutch from someone?
Well, you gotta give it to the Village People gang. They don't go down without a fight.
This is like a precursor to Ninja Warrior.
Maybe don't go down was not the right use of expressions, but nevertheless.
Oh, take that, buddy. And a wet willy. Ouch. Once again, some shit hidden in some other shit.
I have to poop! We've got to finish this up! Ouchie.
Hee hee. He's been doing that for the past half an hour. Aw, shit.
It's
fans
got,
coming up.
He's got fans secreted all
fan.
Over his person.
Paper, oh, man.
Paper beats rock.
Paper beats mustache.
Uh-oh. Damn it!
Holy shit.
He's not screwing around anymore.
Meet my biggest fan!
Man.
Sweet! You know, everybody wanted one of those.
Oh, I know. You can get those now, Chris. I got one at Men's Warehouse, the belt buckle with the Ninja Star.
Oh, sweet.
You're going to like the way you look. Throwing a Ninja Star at a dude with a gun.
I think that's a regional ad.
Oh. Well, if people don't get it, you know, just look up Men's Warehouse online. Do a little
YouTube search. Yeah, if you live in the tri-state area.
Yeah, that... I think it's a big chain. Why not?
No, it's all around.
Come on. I love a good Men's Warehouse joke.
You're going to love the way you look.
You're going to like the way you look.
Yeah, creepy. Oh, what? Now she decided to wear pants, huh?
Boo.
The previous day's experiences have changed her.
Yeah.
I've been going crazy. I mean, I'm surrounded by crazy people. My dad always said, we don't love them hoes.
Uh-oh. Acting!
Damn! Right in the coochie. Oh, that hole is in the wall still from where Grandma died.
Yeah.
I've seen what this kid does to 12-year-olds, lady.
Ah, my head!
I really like that everybody in this movie is kind of a badass.
Yeah, this is a kid-on-girl fight. This is great. His father taught him to fight, but he didn't teach him how to use doors.
It's a push, kid.
Boy, his head is just getting in the way of everything.
That hair helmet, though, should protect him.
That's true. It's got a good cushion there. It's a very 80s haircut for a kid.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had that. I had that haircut. Yeah, right up through junior high school, actually.
Yeah. It's coming back. It's retro.
Oh, yeah.
I just love this woman beating up this small child. It's great.
Oh, the opening, we had a little kid getting hit in the head with a ninja star.
That's true. Uh-oh.
Take her out, Kane.
Do it. Are you a ninja or aren't you? I promised my dad I wouldn't kill anyone until I was 16 and then he'd give me a Ferrari.
Well, that's all you gotta do is
in retrospect, yeah, I should have just run around him and picked him up.
That dude does not look imposing. I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
This doughy guy with sweatpants on.
My karate outfit's in the laundry.
Guy looks
you
like
said I could hurt him!
It's like his name is Spider and he lives in a van. That guy's been standing back there all day.
With the cigarette dangling. This is my John Paul Belmondo moment. I'm coming for you.
I'm already coming to get you. I'm in the next room. Hey, wait, is that the room where we play pool or is that the room that the pool is in?
All right, put those in there.
All right, Daddy's got to go to work.
What are these things? What are these, my sewing needles? Why not put them in there?
Yeah, my right. Sweet ninja mask.
Change for the parking meter and ready.
I won't change now. I'll change in the car.
He changed into his bathrobe for the meeting?
Yeah. He doesn't want to, you never want to let him see his sweat. You know, you want to have that, I'm just getting ready for bed after this look. Meanwhile, it's like noon.
Nobody notices the men with assault rifles in the street, I guess.
Yeah, you just get used to it, you know.
Yep, don't see anything.
Eric Clapton looks confused. I guess they're never officially going to open that gallery, huh?
It's too bad. I'd pinned a lot of my my hopes for this movie on the dramatic gallery opening scene.
Right.
Also, I might have kidnapped your son.
Are you on drugs? And he's gonna rape you like he raped me. What? How did I miss all of that?
He told me that was medicine for his arthritis.
I feel really stupid right now.
Califano. I don't even know who that is.
Why did you do that? Yes, I'm afraid I do. I have hypnotized very many women in my day. That is how I married Kane's mother.
Kane! My God, Kane!
That don't make no sense.
You know, in retrospect, the one guy in America training with the Japanese master might have been a red flag.
Yeah, I like how all this comes out now.
Yeah. You know, he did tell me he had trained to be a ninja.
He showed up to a Halloween party dressed in silver mask and ninja outfit. I thought he was just being silly.
He kept throwing the stars as a party favor, but I didn't think anything of it.
This is called my wet t-shirt trap.
And too little cleavage.
She looks really distressed. She's really selling it.
What's going on with that accent? Is it Ben Gazzara under that ninja mask? Goodbye, Kathy.
This is the precursor to waterboarding.
Yeah, Death by Hot Tub. That's a new one. You gotta admit, there's some creativity there.
Just stopped in to laugh.
Oh, this is like the ninja cave.
Meanwhile, at stately Kasugi Manor. Sweet.
Nice.
Dry ice in there.
I like that he put that smoke in there. Dun dun.
Well, any minute now.
Yeah, it takes this guy a really long time to get ready for a ninja mission. You know, it's a good thing he's not in a rush to do something like, you know, save his child.
Yeah, Braden, he just immediately pulls out a briefcase, just throwing shit in there. Guy's really in a hurry. He's a go-getter.
Still, what? Yeah, I'll go save him in just a few minutes. First, I just want to do some posing.
That's the thing, man. He's very, very official. He's got to do this stuff right.
These are the ways. These are the ways, Chris.
Yes, the way.
no.
He broke the seal.
Yeah, now he's never going to be able to return that sword, even with the receipt.
He just swallows it.
Okay, now I'm ready. Wait, hold on. I got to go to the bathroom first.
Oh, wait. Oh, all right. I had to put it on the right way. Yeah. Actually, I kind of wish Braden would do shit like this. Show's really legit.
Mm-hmm. Hello? 911? Yeah, I'd like to report a shitload of guys standing outside my neighbor's house with assault weapons. Yeah, no, they're not concealed. No, they're blatantly standing around on a city street in broad daylight with machine guns. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Just lounging around, too. Just chilling outside with their AK-47. You're just like, hey, what's up?
Oh.
Sweet.
I want to get one of those. That's some, like, Oliver Queen shit right there.
Yeah, you guys really... Look at that. Oh, yeah. Like a PVC pipe bow and arrow.
It's awesome. Shooting it with your feet's kind of a little less awesome, though.
What? It screwed itself into the wall?
Yeah, ninja.
Yeah, I think that's all you could say when you have to explain any of this shit. Hey, man. Ninja.
Ninja. Ninja electrician.
What? I really hope he turned the electricity off on that floor.
Whee! Oh, it's man on wire. Well, maybe it's, I guess it's ninja on wire.
Why didn't he just break the window? What if he miscalculated? He would just hit the window. Yeah, and
he's got the arrow that can burrow itself into the wall on its own, but he doesn't have anything to take care of that window. I think I got the keys in here somewhere. Let's see, poison darts. There we go. Lockpick. Hey, mister, you dropped your tax!
Tax and balls?
Oh!
Hey, what's that on your face? I'm just fucking with you. Guests of Revenge of the Ninja stay at the beautiful downtown Omni Hotel.
Surprise! Oh, no.
Hands off, pal.
Nope, don't see
it. You know, if he was just walking on the ground, he totally would have seen Shokuzuki. Instead, he had to walk on the railing like that.
Oh, I love it so much.
Can't scratch fever. My plugs.
See, he is Spider Ninja.
Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go.
Is this quicker? I mean, I guess it's stealthier. Brayden hires some of the scummiest Asian bad guys to be his
henchmen.
Well,
I just bet right now he's regretting killing Professor Tanaka, because that guy would have done a better job of this.
It's true. All right, look, I know we've been over this before, but there's nothing stealthy about wearing that little insignia on your outfit. Yeah. Additionally, wouldn't you wear like a beige ninja outfit
right.
if you're going to sneak around the hotel?
Yeah, there's a lot of fluorescent light that's screwing with his black stealthy ninja outfit.
Yeah, he's not hiding there. I mean, he's hiding about as well as anybody could hide.
Whee!
We don't need you. We're the police. We don't need you to need us.
I hope he's not supposed to be like an undercover cop, because he always wears something that says police on it.
We don't need you. Oh, no. Shit. He was holding that stuff in his mouth.
He was holding
that
a lot
of it. That is crazy.
He was holding a lot of it in there, too.
I know.
Hey, where do these stairs go?
What if he accidentally blew those into his own cheeks?
The boy said once he was dead, I could play with my nunchucks.
Yeah, my nunchucks.
God, it's like a sauna in here.
He just tears right through the flesh in his own hands.
Huh?
I've said it before, I'll say it again. That kid is a badass.
Either that or that guy is really not a badass.
Yeah. There is some. That guy has questionable IQ. See? I mean, who would fall for that?
Case in point.
Superman? Superman's not even real. Turkey's done.
I think I just hit puberty.
Yeah, of course, the oldest henchmen are closer to the boss.
Oh! He even gave us an opportunity to move by flashing all that stuff in front of us before we stuck it in our faces. And we still fell for it.
Oh, my glaucoma.
Eat some of the shit I got behind the bar. There's some bar nuts over there. And
like
some of those wasabi peas.
You wanna play? Okay. Let's play.
Don't need me. Look at all these dead guys. They need me.
Yeah, I like also how this guy did not call for backup or anything.
No, why would he?
Oh, there you are. I was just doing that in the hallway. See, this was a matchup I always wanted to know, like, who would win in a fight.
Cop versus ninja?
Cop versus ninja. Ooh.
Oh, he hit a button.
He just impregnated him.
Oh.
Oh, man. Not cool, dude.
Hi. Oh, I always loved you.
I regret nothing.
Mendoza!
Squeak. Squeak. I want you! They're gonna play tennis?
Yeah, that's right. Yowie!
Okay, so they just did that. Meanwhile, in the earlier scene, Braden needed a rope ladder to get down from the skylight.
Well, now he's showing off. You know, now this is like a cockfight.
All right. He probably just shattered his ankles. But he ain't gonna give Shokosugi the satisfaction.
That's right.
He's gonna be like, oh god, it hurts. Oh god.
That's what Ninja, give me strength. He's pretending that his ankle isn't broken.
Yeah, he's just like, oh fuck.
Oh man, it's Ninja Rock Paper Scissors.
Yeah, this is their secret handshake. This could take a while, folks. If you want to go get something to drink or go to the bathroom. This fight scene is in ninja sign language for the hearing impaired.
Yeah. Round one, fight. Okay, that's cool and all, but you need tennis rackets. Oh no, it's a volleyball court.
It's
a volleyball court. Badminton?
Well, I'd play badminton there.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, the whole movie's been leading up to this. This is like that scene in Heat with Pacino and De Niro. Totally.
Remember that scene in Heat when Pacino and De Niro were wearing all black?
Yeah, and they ninja fought each other.
They fought on a badminton court on a roof in broad daylight.
Give me all you got! Give me all you got! Footsies.
I could do that. I could do that too. I choose not to, Chris. Because sure. Unlike these guys, I'm not a show-off.
Whoa. He's good.
He's like a ninja or something.
Or Chris Angel. He just mind freaked him.
Shit. I'll just stand precariously on this pipe, I guess. That is one powerful exhaust system.
That really sucks.
Surprise! What?
Where did he get that from?
Well, he's been carrying that around this whole time?
Yeah, the fiberglass dummy of himself. Do you have that thing stowed on the roof ahead of time?
Just in case.
Man, this movie loves hot tubs.
Yeah, there's a lot of hot tubs. Oh, the old hot tub gag.
What?
It's a dummy. I'm a dummy.
It's a robot dummy?
Yeah, wiring and stuff. Like, he's like the
high-tech glad that the wiring, the robot dummy worked in water. Kidding, I was in here all along.
If this is another dummy.
Dun, dun, dun. Round two, fight!
He's able to, he's still pretty spry after having his legs cut like that.
Yeah, he's a ninja. You know, ninja.
What? Where did he come from?
If I could only find some grain, I would harvest it with this thing!
What do you think the people in those office buildings thought when they looked out the window and saw this?
Damn ninjas again.
Han! The ninjas are at it again!
This town is overrun with ninjas.
I hope for Shokasugi's sake this isn't him, it's his dummy.
I'm beginning to feel like a dummy now.
Boy, these guys got a lot of gadgets.
Everything has something hidden inside it.
Yeah. Ninjas, they're like Brookstone. They just love gadgets.
See?
Yet another thing. Yeah. Well, like, you know, they're like Boy Scouts. You know, you gotta be prepared.
Wow, way to catch it.
Ooh, that heights.
You were catching arrows before.
Yeah, but this guy's a ninja.
Those were ninjas, too.
This is a remarkably long fight scene.
I know. Sam, as a kid, I remember just I couldn't get enough of this.
Yeah.
Well, they were just doing ninja stuff. Ninja anything was exciting.
Surprise!
Nut punch.
Huh? Wahaba?
She's in the bathroom. Couldn't wait to throw clothes on, huh?
Yeah. Well, she does have a history of not wearing pants. I mean, that's not that out of character for her.
It's true. She loves nothing more than to go sans pants.
And now I kill you until you die from it! Final round! Fight!
Wow, overcast 1 second, clear sky the next. That's some good editing.
Yeah, these replica swords, they don't really hold up like the real thing.
Guyliner, don't fail me now! Oh.
There you go, how do you like that? What?
Whoa! Hadouken!
Where was he hiding that? This guy's like the Tony Stark of ninjas.
Can't be too easy to see in that silver mask either.
I don't know.
Foley guy, I said exaggerated sound effects. You call this exaggerated?
Whoa. Oh.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, but oh, first you blew up my ketchup packets, and then you cut my mask. I like that Whitey McWhite guy was in exactly one shot of the final fight.
Oh, yeah. Well, just to prove it's still him.
I still say it was a good business model.
It all would have worked if it weren't for you meddling ninjas.
Daddy! I climbed all 30 flights of stairs and I'm exhausted! Well, this place doesn't have an elevator.
Oh, it's you. I never want to see you again.
I've got allergies. You know, ninjas don't cry or anything, right? It's just in my eye.
I really hope he doesn't get back together with that chick, right? I mean, she did kidnap the child.
He was played by two people? Who is the black ninja?
I don't know.
Was that like crediting a stunt double or something?
Possible. Ooh, mysterious. Well, I guess if you want to learn more about that, consult Google or something. Unlucky door guard.
He was certainly unlucky.
Aren't they all unlucky? Really? Well, I gotta say, this was a real eye-opener. It taught me a lot about ancient Japanese ninja stuff. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
Ninjas can shoot fire out of their hands and
yep.
create dummies out of nowhere.
Damn right they can.
Hypnotize people.
Yep. I like that one guy's credited as ninja weapons. I make these things.
Yeah, you know, I make all sorts of ninja weapons. You know?
Yep.
Reed Smoot.
That's right.
Get me Reed Smoot.
Oh, Mr. Weatherby. I'm Frida Sassoon. The wife of Vidal Sassoon. Curtis Price Night Shyamalan. Well, this was quite an adventure.
I think so.
I think at least six different groups of ninjas all got revenge on one another.
Yeah, there was a lot of ninja revenge going on. I sort of feel like Braden was sort of getting revenge, too, because he was getting double-crossed by the mob guys.
That's
like,
right.
Every ninja in it was getting revenge.
He was right. That's right, exactly. He was getting revenge on the people who were getting revenge against him.
It's
and
a
he,
whole
in turn,
vicious cycle.
Was revenged upon.
Yeah. You're either revenging or getting revenge on.
That's right. It's a profound meditation on the cycle of violence in our society, Chris.
The script supervisor's name was Ann Job.
Yes, what of it?
Nothing. I'm not saying anything. I don't
That's
know.
What I thought. Well, as we're wrapping things up here, Chris, as always, we like to tell people where they can find more of our goings-on on the internet. Where can they find you, Chris?
Well, they can find my art and stuff at chrismoreno.org. They can also check out my brand new book, Zombie Dickheads.
Yeah.
At zombiedickheads.com and also chrismoreno.deviantart.com.
And you can find all the stuff I'm doing at Twitter is probably the best place, twitter.com/MattSinger. Chris, it was an honor and a pleasure as always.
Likewise.
We'll do it again soon. We will have our revenge, not ninja or otherwise, in the very near future as we tackle yet another exciting Jim commentary.
I can't wait for revenge.
That's right. Well, until then, we'll see you guys later.